but she was quieter. She looked at her sausage, but finally just ate it. Thank God. If the two girls had kept it up, I wouldn't have been able to contain my excitement. We finished our breakfast fairly quickly. Then we all took turns in the tent, changing into our swimsuits. It was going to be a good day after all. I still hadn't managed to get a glimpse of their actual swimsuits. They were quick to cover them up with casual clothes, although Julie had promised me that she would be wearing a bikini. We began strolling over to the lake. It was a beautiful scene in this wilderness. Julie pulled me to the side for a few minutes. We talked briefly. I know this is our weekend, and I'll make sure to make you happy as I can, even though Charlotte is here. Have I thanked you for that yet? No? Well, listen, thank you. I will talk to her. She'll let us be for a bit so you can really enjoy your weekend, too. But first, you have to give me and her some alone time. I grimaced. I know, it's our weekend. It will only be half an hour, maybe a little bit longer, but just a little bit. Is that okay? Please? She continued to ramble on, ignoring the possibility of me saying no. I wasn't going to say no either way. No one should ever piss off the women putting out for them. It's like asking for a dry spell. Maybe I needed one. My cock went off 2 times yesterday. By no means did I want to overwork it. It had been a glorious day with 3 women, and hopefully there would be another one today. I made up some excuse about being unable to sleep and headed back toward the tent. I could always go for some more sleep while they had their little talk. I went into the tent and set an alarm for 30 minutes. I didn't want to overdo that either. I drifted slowly away to sleep. Before I knew it, the alarm was blaring in my ear. It was the quickest 30 minutes I had ever known. I was still tired, but I decided that was long enough. I thought I had better go ruin the girls' fun time so I could have a fun time of my own. I slowly moseyed down the path. I figured taking my time would make it easier for them to forgive my abruptness. They weren't going to have much time together once I arrived. Anyway, the forest was beautiful. I was actually enjoying these surroundings. I hadn't planned on it in any of my meticulous planning of the weekend. The scenery was more for Julie than it was for me to enjoy. I smiled at the thought. I continued to stroll down the path, taking my time and enjoying the relaxing atmosphere. I was maybe 100 meters from the lake when I spotted what must have been a pretty intense sunbathing routine. I saw 2 women, naked and rolling around lakeside. I squinted, trying to make out all the details of these women. No, it couldn't be. Is that why they wanted some free time? Was that Julie and Charlotte? Were they having sex on the beach? I laughed to myself. It was them. Unbelievable. I moved to the shrubbery and slowly inched closer to them. I got as close as I could, and it was close enough. I could make out all the fine curves and details of each girl's body. This was hot, perhaps too hot for my own good. My cock began to get stiff. I pushed it down naively, but it popped right back up. I decided to let it be for the moment. I searched my bag for binoculars. Julie loved bird watching, another reason I chose a campout retreat. I found them and whispered a silent prayer of gratitude. This was better than I expected. I stared gleefully through each eyepiece. Unzipping my pants, I slid my cock out of my boxers and started working my hand slowly up and down my shaft. They were really going at it. Julie was on top of Charlotte. Their lips were entangled in a battle for the ages. Charlotte then wrestled her way on top of Julie. They weren't naked after all, but both in their bikinis, but they were so skimpy that their breasts were constantly falling out. They scanned the landscape slowly, and after a few moments, they ripped off each other's bikinis. They were like raucous sorority girls. It was great. I kept jerking off quietly in the bush since this was just too perfect to pass up. I searched my pockets for my cell phone. I must have left it in the car. Oh well, it would have been perfect inspiration going forward. While I rummaged through my pockets, Charlotte